Of course, we're joined in the studio right now by Oscar Byrne. You're listening to The Daily. Jared Cross here with you. But Oscar, he always, well, he's so good to us. He always joins us in the studio over Monday to give us a rundown of some of the good news that's going on around the world. You know, on The Daily, geez, we talk about fun stuff, don't get me wrong, but often it's like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of meat to the issues that we try to dip our toes into. So it's nice when you join, Oscar, and you just give us the lighter side of life. What's been happening?
It's nice to have a balance, especially as you start the week off.
That's what you got to keep. You got to start off the week with a smile on your dial sometimes.
That's right, so, Jared.
What's been happening in your world, mate?
Nothing much. Went to King Stingray last Friday, which was a lot of fun.
That's a band for those?
That is a band for those who didn't know. Yeah, an Indigenous rock and roll band.
Yeah.
It blew me away. You know when you go to a show and you just... It blew my socks off. I haven't been to a concert that good in like a few years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that it was their first show in Sydney, like their first headline show. And it felt like it was the start of something quite special.
Where are King Stingray from?
Darwin in the Northern Territory.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And they blend like surf, rock, funk, like all these cool genres just blending into very seamlessly as well.
Yeah, King Stingray, I've gotten to play from time to time on 2SER. I feel like it's been in like kind of our...
I've definitely heard them, getting a spin.
So it's good stuff. That's cool. Anything else? Anything else exciting?
Anything else?
You're a big Liverpool fan. How's
I am.
This
I'm a massive Liverpool fan. It was tough because it was one of those games. It's Liverpool United. You know, it would be like Swans GWS, so maybe, I don't know if that would be the equivalent.
No,
or is that rivalry not as well established?
Not really, because like...
GWS is such a young team.
Yeah, little brother, you know, of sorts. And granted, the last couple of years, they've been the strongest Sydney side. Sydney, the Swans have probably clawed that back a little bit in the last season or two. But yeah, it's not really there.
Who would be the
GWS
equivalent?
GWS hate the Dogs, hate... Western Bulldogs. That's like a genuine rivalry. As far as Sydney's concerned, I don't know. It used to be Hawthorn, but not really. It was West Coast for a while there at the start, kind of the mid-noughties.
Played
a couple of grand finals and a lot of close games against one another. But
yeah, that was bringing me down, to be honest, this morning. I was really looking forward to that game. I stayed up.
What's the deal with that match? So is it called... Like, has it got a name or is it just United v Liverpool? Because it's like what the other rivalries have...
Yeah, like the old boys rivalry and North London Derby. I think it's West Ham.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
I thought you meant, because like Old Firm is what Rangers Celtic in Edinburgh or Glasgow. Are they Edinburgh or Glasgow based, both those
Rangers,
clubs?
Glasgow.
So they're both Glasgow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so I don't know, like, has it got a name?
This it doesn't have a name, but it obviously spawns back to that rivalry with Shipman coming in back when, like, Liverpool had the Docks, and it's just rooted in, like, they hate each other.
Industrialization.
Yeah, irrespective of the game. And also that kind of, they've both been dominant teams.
Yeah, up and about.
Right, yeah. And everyone hates United. Well, the game did get cancelled because of these riots.
Yeah.
And it was just frustration for the American owners. The Glazer family, I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yep.
They own an NFL team. They don't engage with the fans.
Yeah.
So since they took over the club in 2005,
they've
just never interacted, and United fans are just like...
It's a weird thing. Like, it's, I don't know, the whole ownership thing or whatever it is. It's something that we don't really say. Australian sport's a weird one because we have clubs rather than franchises, similar to that of... England, where like pretty much every club that's professional in Australia was amateur at some point, whereas that's not always the case in America, or by and large, it's not the case. But then the UK, because it's such a big cash cow, or it's the opportunity to be so financially where you can take advantage of it financially, then like it kind of dips its toe into the whole franchise thing with ownership and stuff.
Well, that's the thing, and it's gone too far with the European Super League. And that was kind of the tipping point of this frustration was, I don't know if you know about the Super League. And
I was well over that.
Massive franchise, and that was kind of just the tipping point.
That all fell apart very quickly.
For United fans. But let's get on to some good news, shall we?
Yeah, let's get into the good news.
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
So first up, prisoners are helping endangered wombats.
Okay. I'm in very early on. Tell me more.
So wombats are suffering from this disease caused by a Mang mite. It can cause like severe fur loss, itchy skin, diminished vision, and when left untreated, death. We don't want that. We don't want our wombats dying, do we, Jared?
No, I don't think there's a soul on earth that wants that.
Beautiful creatures, iconic to Australia.
Beautiful
say.
Creatures, and they swim apparently.
Do wombats. They really?
Yeah, I heard something about that.
I love
the other
them even
day.
More now.
That might not be right. Fact check that one.
So to combat this terrible disease, Snowy Mountains Wildlife Carers are partnering with the jail to make special wombat burrow flaps, designed to help kind of disperse a chemical treatment on the marsupial to kind of combat that disease.
Nice.
It's good stuff. Shout outs to
wombats.
Yeah, and the prisoners who are doing their bit.
Yeah, everybody makes mistakes, and they're lamenting.
Sure. next up, aged care residents in Mackay. We know what it's like amid COVID, especially for people in aged care homes.
Yeah.
It can get lonely. Everyone got a bit lonely, but in particular for those who can't see their loved ones.
Yeah.
Just due to the restrictions that are still in place in a lot of areas in Australia. However, some relief has been provided from that loneliness created by the pandemic with the help of a four-legged therapist. Once a week, a friendly spaniel.
Oh, nice. A mutant therapist.
Did you think like a four-legged person? No one.
Come on, conjoined twins.
Yeah, wow. Named Sunny visits residents at an aged care facility in the city, including those in the secure wing, so people that are a bit more high risk.
Right.
And yeah, for a lot of those residents, it's the only affection they do get. So respect to Sunny the dog means a lot.
What breed of dog is Sunny?
A spaniel.
I don't know what that is. I never had a dog growing up, so I don't
Neither
know.
Neither do I, to be honest. I never had a dog. I'm a cat guy.
Oh, yeah, we've been over this.
I'm the weird cat guy. Lost to a cat guy. Yeah.
There's plenty of cat people out there. I had my cat encounter.
Sorry, yeah, you
were. An encounter of the feline
You're a big
kind.
Cat guy. Cat,
I am
literally,
now.
Yeah, Dr. G.
Yeah, I know. I felt like I had like a sixth sense of sorts for a little while there.
Maybe you'll meet again someday. Who knows? Next up, this last bit of good news. It's my favourite bit of good news for this week.
All right, let me have it.
I need the tune, man. Oh,
yeah,
there
it's
we
back.
Go. Yeah,
relax.
Cool.
Oh. Gee, don't be so hasty, Oscar.
Without the music, I just can't get the energy going. A Sydney retiree has credited her grandson for her decision to buy the lottery ticket that just netted her.
Oh, don't start.
$40 million. The odds of winning the Division 1 prize are 1 in 134 million.
How does that work though? Because there's not even 134 million people in Australia. How are the odds that low?
I don't know. To be honest, I've got no idea.
I've never really done
I'm not though. Much a statistician.
God, that's a lot of money though.
That is too much money.
What do you do?
I think you just set your grandkids up and their grandkids.
Do.
It would just really like kind of support you in generations to come.
There's an obligation of sorts.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, the Campbelltown grandmother was in a state of shock when she was told she was one. Her grandson told her a week earlier, "You're going to win the lotto, Grandma." And she did it. That's why she bought a ticket.
40 big ones. 40 big, big, big ones.
That's a lot of money. What would you buy, Jared, with that money?
$40 million.
Yeah. What would you do? What would you want to do with your life?
Well, like, the easy answer is, of course, you would donate some to charity. I do believe...
You're a good guy.
I do believe in my heart that I would donate, X amount to charity.
You're a saint, yeah.
Because, how much... You can only spend so much money, right? I remember once, at an old job of mine, just after uni while I was working corporate for a little while, before I got over it and moved on to other ventures. This guy was telling me about how that I worked with, about how he won 70K on the weekend on the pokies. And I don't...
$70,000,
on a $5 hit or whatever it is on the pokies. Yeah. Makes you think how much he's fed through the pokies anyway. But that's a different issue entirely, right? I'm not mad about the pokies. I don't really understand how they work, I must admit. But anyway, he won 70,000. He was talking about, yada, yada. And he was only my age. He was a bit older than me. He was 23 at the time.
That's a lot of money for a 23-year-old.
Yeah. And I said to him, man, if I was in your position, I would be telling this mate to jam it. And I'm out of here on the first flight to anywhere else on earth.
I wouldn't tell people as well.
Neither would I. And that's another thing. I was like, don't tell people, man. But anyway, that's about it.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what I'd do. I think I'd...
Just all for charity.
Yeah. I'd engage in fulfilling practice, whether that be traveling and such, or whether that be just things that make you feel good.
Yeah, for sure. Make the most of it. Well, that's all we've got.
Fantastic. Timed it out perfectly. Thanks so much for joining me in the studio, Oscar. I do appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Alrighty, so you'll be back in not too long, maybe in the next hour or
so,
with the gig guide.
Yeah, the gig guide. Looking forward to it.
I've got exciting news too.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. So make sure you stick around for that.
Sweet.